our special municipal building authority meeting, our second public hearing for the community development block grant, our public hearing on the second amended fiscal year 2024 budget, and the regular town council meeting is Wednesday, May 15th at 6:30 p.m. We are hybrid. Most of us are at the town hall, and also we're on Zoom. We'll do a quick roll call, and then we will open with our special municipal building authority meeting. Joe.
So here we have Jasmine Duncan, Harry Holland, Pamela Gibson, Tori Hill, Colleen Thompson, Dorje Honer, Robert O'Brien, and Ron Drake, myself. And on Zoom, we have Bob Lippman, Pam Hackley, and Chris Steinem.
And Robin.
And Robin's probably there too, right?
Okay, I'm going to call to order the special municipal building authority meeting at 6:31 p.m. Our first item on this agenda is appointing the new municipal building authority board members, Pamela Gibson and Tori Hill. How do we do that?
You can just appoint them, and Harry and Obi and you can approve them.
Okay. Well, I recommend that we appoint these two to our Municipal Building Authority board.
And we just have to agree. I approve. That sounds good.
I approve.
Okay, and so do I.
Thank you.
What about us?
Well, we were voting you in. We were voting you in.
I agree.
It's too much.
Are you going to be able to serve?
I'll be okay.
Anyway.
Sure.
Okay. You? Yes, okay. Item two, we need to install a treasurer for the Municipal Building Authority.
I think that Tori would be very good.
Tori's pretty good at that.
She does a good job.
Sure.
Bill, I go.
Somebody want to make a motion?
You'll get to vote.
Someone want a motion that we appoint?
I move we appoint Tori Hill to be the treasurer for the Municipal Building Authority.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you for all being here. No roll call votes tonight. item three, authorization of our annual town building CIB loan payment for $6,625.
I move that we approve the payment for $6,625.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. We're going to go ahead and close that part of our meeting at 6:33 p.m. and open our public hearing to discuss the Placer Creek North Low Water Crossing Alternate A construction project determined to be applied for in the CDBG Small Cities Program in the year 2024. So we have previously done the feasibility study, the engineering study for this project, which was funded by the CDBG, and now we're going to hold our second public hearing on this project to allow for citizen input concerning the project that was awarded under the CDBG program for 2024. We have amended our capital investment plan, or what we call our capital projects plan, and decided to apply for funds on behalf of the Castle Valley Placer Creek North Low Water Crossing Alternate A construction project. So our application was successful in the regional rating and ranking process, and the Placer Creek North Low Water Crossing Alternate A construction project has been awarded $220,000. The town will contribute $30,000 from capital funds for the total construction project cost of $250,000. That was wrong. It was only the North Crossing that was approved. Now I would like to open up to the public for any comments, questions, or concerns about this project. Okay, hearing, seeing none.
Bob.
Okay. I don't know whose hand went up first. Bob, go ahead. Bob Lippman.
Can you hear me good?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. As always, thank you for the diligence and jumping through all the hoops and hurdles that are required to obtain the funding for the crossings. Residents of the Upper 80 fully support the needed road hardening at Placid Creek Crossings, and we do trust that the town will continue to seek funding options for the upper south crossing, especially as more build out has been occurring on this side of the creek. Regarding the lower crossing, we do have questions about the bypass during construction and whether the crossing itself may be moved upstream a bit, perhaps on with cooperation and easement from Utah Open Lands to give more separation from the drop-off, or whether that's being handled through the construction in another way. And as far as the upper crossing goes, any movement to secure the two easements for the hopeful upper crossing bypass, one of whom is ready to sign, would be most appreciated. And we would also ask about what, if any, contingency plans there are right now for repairing the crossings prior to project completion, if needed, and especially for the upper crossing, if for some reason no successful funding is achieved on that. What are we looking at in the term? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob. Go ahead, Pam Hackley.
Yes, Pam Hackley. I live at lot 365, 366 in the upper 80. And I would just echo what Bob has said in terms of support for the, certainly the lower crossing that's in progress. Thank you very much. And also to pursue efforts to complete a new crossing at the upper side as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pam. Go ahead, Chris and or Robin.
Yes, both of us. Yeah, Chris and Robin Steinman, lot 352 Castle Valley Drive. We too, you know, want to mirror everything Bob and Pam said, and especially thank the council and everybody who has worked so diligently to get this approved. We're really stoked and fully in support of it as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I could address a little bit from Bob's concerns. Bob, the logistics of the where the crossing goes have been taken care of through the engineering. So those concerns are being taken care of through that. Your concerns about the other, like, potential washouts and, like, before that construction happens and the upper crossing, since we don't currently have funding for that, we still have the same plans to mitigate and to repair any washouts that we've had. We have been collecting larger materials for those potential washouts and would plan to address them in the same ways that we have until such time that we may be able to find funding for that upper crossing, which would take more room. Thank you for those questions. Were there any further questions or comments for this public hearing?
What is the time frame on this construction?
We haven't even gotten a contract yet. This is part of our, we have a few things we have to do to meet our we don't get the money until we jump through a lot of hoops. Mm-hmm. And we have several to jump through before the end of this month, which will include getting these minutes completed from this public hearing and having another special meeting before the end of the month so that we can approve those minutes. So stay tuned for that.
Okay. It's a process.
Yes. So I would, is your hand up again, Chris, or is that just a technical?
No, I did want to mention one other thing, Jazz, is we know that there's a lot of effort that's gone into everything Jocelyn's told us about. If there's any way we can help in Salt Lake, we're in Salt Lake quite a bit. And if I just want to throw that out there, Robin and I could, you know, run errands or, you know, just be a gopher if some paperwork needs to be picked up or communicated.
Thank you, but not at all. Thank you so much. Okay. I'm going to...
Let us know.
Yeah, thank you. Any other questions? I'm going to go ahead and close this public hearing at 6:41 p.m. And we're going to open our public hearing on the amended budget for fiscal year 2024. And that is in the packet. And I will go ahead and open this public hearing for public comment. Do we have any comment on the amended budget?
This is my question for Tori. The Class C money we get from the county,
mm-hmm.
and has it gone up kind of inflation-wise? That's why
it comes off of the gas tax, so okay. The more expensive the gas is, the more money we get from that. It's by road miles. So okay. We have so many road miles in Castle Valley, and we get that portion.
So we're rooting for higher gas prices.
Well, not terribly, but,
okay.
But it's not a bad thing that comes from the shop.
Any other questions?
Well, I couldn't see it. I'm not very good at looking at all this stuff. Is there still in the budget the $418 or whatever it was for the notice? I just...
Yes, that's the, let's see, where is that line? The 5139 and $400. And I meant to ask you for next year, we won't be needing that next year, right?
Right.
5139?
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because I didn't put it in for 2025 because they remembered that we might not need it, but that's, am I wrong?
I think the way things are going, it might be for 2025.
Okay.
That was for the mailing, wasn't it?
We'll talk about that in the...
Okay.
Hasn't been used yet?
Huh?
It hasn't been used yet.
Well,
that would be again.
The notice, I mean, everything is getting kind of squirrely because Rocky Mountain Power and our illustrious people up in Salt Lake City.
Right. So are you thinking that would...
I just wanted to make sure. I mean, because it was supposed to be done, it was supposed to happen, and...
So maybe instead of being on this amended budget, it needs to be on 2025 fiscal year.
That was my question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It ends end of June.
So yes.
I doubt we'll do it.
Okay,
so the notice will not go out.
Okay,
so then we should move that to next year.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And they did revise it, and it's probably based on inflation, and it's $418 and change.
Right on.
Okay. $419.
Yeah.
$419. I'll do $450 in case it goes up a little more.
Okay.
And then next year, then.
Okay.
Great.
Do we have any other public comment for this public hearing? Okay, we'll go ahead and close this public hearing at 6:45 p.m. and open the regular town council meeting 6:45 p.m. and we'll open with open public comment. Is there any open public comment tonight?
Nope.
Hearing none, we'll move on to item two, approval of the minutes from our regular town council meeting from April 17, 2024.
I move we approve the minutes.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Item three, executive report. Water agent and water committee report. John Grew, you are up.
Yeah. Okay, you can hear me. Nothing really to report. It's been a quiet month. I think we're going to have a water advisory committee meeting next week instead of fixing things back in the gear. So today there was a mock meeting at which Bilson was going to present some review of the legislative updates, and Janae was going to give a brief House Valley study, which probably of interest to the mock. Obi, were you there?
I was there.
Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, Janae didn't say very much, kind of showed a map where TDS is kind of bad, not surprising. Hope was all solids, not surprising on the edges of the valley. Said that she'd be done in December of 2024. And then the terrible thing, I was ready for Mark Stilson to give a long thing. I did send an email reply to Jazz. And the meeting got late because of a long discussion about mountains and wetlands, a long, actually, presentation. And so Mark did say there were five particular bills that might influence us, be important to us, and that much of the action at the state was all the Great Salt Lake, which probably didn't interest us. So I did get down. He only had 5 minutes. I did get down the five numbers of those bills, and I'll go take a look at them. There's something on water measuring.
Did you have the numbers written down there?
But I have the numbers written down here, so I'll go to
them. Can you tell them to me?
Look them up and see if I can make a report actually to the Water Committee.
Can you just give me the numbers?
Oh, yes, I can. HB61. HB275, HB280, HB295, and the Senate did something, Senate Bill 211.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. Anything else, John?
No, I'm not surprised to hear that the focus is on the Great Salt Lake. The legislature seems to have awakened last year to the fact that there's a problem there. Now they're scurrying to come up with solutions. I'll look forward to, we'll just no doubt discuss this at the mock meeting next Tuesday, not to Salt Lake, but any legislation that might be pertinent to us. But I think we'll just wait till then. I'm all done then.
Okay,
that's
thank
it.
You. Road department, any questions for Dorje?
I did have just a question. What is reclamation? What is that?
Well, what I consider reclamation in this case is more often than not picking up chunks of asphalt off the sides of Castle Valley Drive or trying to get rid of other hazardous materials, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a case in the past where it was reseeding an area that was requested to be reseeded after being disturbed. So that falls under there as well, but yeah, for the most part, it's either reseeding, revegetation, and or hazardous material removal.
Thank you.
I did see in your report that you're working on mowing and certain grading, and it could include vegetation removal.
Mm-hmm.
Is that for like places where the tumbleweeds are coming up like carpet?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That would be great.
Scraping that up, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, we have the Planning and Land Use Commission. You have draft minutes in the packet, and I'll talk about that a little bit here again under administrative matters as well. Did you have any questions about the Planning Commission meeting?
Thank you to Baleen.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very grateful for her stepping up and becoming the clerk.
Yeah, I like to hear that.
Yeah, that's helpful for sure. So if there aren't any questions for anybody about that, we'll move on to the Utah Renewable Community. Pamela.
Yes. Get my cheat sheet just to make sure. I wanted, because I've given a little bit saying, well, nothing's happening now because whatever. I thought it'd be helpful to give a little background on what's going on, in addition to the fact that five communities have expressed an interest. There was two communities expressed an interest when the bill allowed communities to join after 2019. So that's good, and they're working on ways so that all these communities, if they decide to participate, they're going to pay the same cost. Based on population and electric load. So that's a good thing. But I want to give background on why is this taking so long? Okay, what happened is the result of Rocky Mountain Power and our legislature. In September 23, Rocky Mountain Power submitted its 20-year plan where it was going to, the process was going to be having the procedures for getting new renewable energy and decommission their coal plants.
Okay.
Let's see, that was submitted to the Public Service Commission, retiring by 2035. And then the Utah Renewable Communities would be replacing that gap or filling in that gap by purchasing more. And the whole idea was that Rocky Mountain Power would put out a solicitation to these renewable energy suppliers, have them bid and say what will we buy? And then whatever Rocky Mountain Power didn't decide to select, then our agency would then okay, we'll buy the rest of it, and that'll bump it up, and we'll be at 100% renewable energy by 2035. I think it was, let's see the date. Rocky Mountain Power will be providing 70% of the renewables, and Utah, the renewable communities would do 30%. The Rocky Mountain Power paused this whole solicitation back last September.
Okay.
We didn't know why. Our program was not submitted. If Rocky Mountain Power was sitting on everything, we didn't know why. Nothing was being discussed with us. But what we found out that they didn't just pause it. They decided to pause it in September, but then they totally canceled their solicitation process for renewables. And they did that on April 1, I believe. And the reason they did that is because the Clean Air Act has a provision in it, and it might be amended, Clean Air Act. But anyway, the Clean Air Act had a provision that would require suppliers of energy to take into consideration their ozone that's going out and it's being dispersed to everybody because there's no boundaries for air.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Good Neighbor Clause. That has been stayed by a lawsuit. The EPA can't enforce it, and that's the reason why that happened a month ago, and that's when Rocky Mountain Power said, no, we don't have to do this anymore. And so they're not. And they submitted an updated 20-year plan on April 1, canceled its request for proposals for renewables, and they will continue to burn coal until at least 2042 instead of 2035. And
they're going to just call it clean coal.
Well, our legislature has also passed a bill that allows utility providers to burn coal, even if it's not the most economical source for its customers, us. So we pay for the dirty air that Rocky Mountain Power is doing. Thank you to our senators and House of Representatives. So as a result, the Utah Renewable Communities has had to develop its own solicitation process, which they really worked hard and with the cooperation of Rocky Mountain Power. They're kind of telling us what would be acceptable to put before the utility commission. And so we're working on that, and it's back in their hands. We've done everything, and Rocky Mountain Power is now supposed to be looking at this and seeing if it meets their standards. So the best face that they could put on it is that now, instead of having to take the what's left over from Rocky Mountain Power and its solicitation process, we get first dibs on the most cost-effective and best power sources. We get it first instead of Rocky Mountain Power, but they're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. So that, I just wanted to let everybody know that as a result of that, when looking at what their plan is now, comparing their 2023 plan to what they've got this year, the solar mix is down 68%. Storage has been decreased by 79%, and coal increase is up by 6 times. Also, coal plants will no longer have to provide any additional pollution controls to their plants.
How frustrating. How frustrating for you to be all of this energy into that and have them at the tail end do this thing,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still the renewable energy communities can do something, and that's plan, but now it just means illness is on us.
Yeah. Okay.
Not a big business.
Thanks for that update.
I'm on
my eye. Okay.
Take 60 steps back.
Yes.
Yeah. I could say I'm shocked, but I'm not surprised.
But, but this is Utah.
Yes, this is Utah.
And the whole industry is subsidized.
Yes.
On the whole thing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Can we go back? I did have one question for Colleen.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
On the basement garages, I had a question. The proposed height of the proposed house is designed with a standard garage height is somewhere between 23 and 25 feet above finished grade. In this case, the garage floor. The owner, however, would like to add several feet of height to the garage in order to accommodate a van, which could result in a total height that exceeds 25 feet above finished grade, although the height above pre-existing grade would not change.
Are you trying to wrap your head around that?
Yeah.
I am so tired.
The house would be sunk deeper in the ground.
Okay.
That's.
Thank you. I was like, what? Wait a minute. I talked
to her and I said, you know, this might not fly as a non-routine request. And she said she'll just proceed with the shorter garage. So it's a moot. But I think it's something the Planning Commission might think about in the future. Because it is removing an entire garage from the view shed and putting it underground.
Right.
So if it's on a hillside, that might not be such a benefit. But anyway, that's something that maybe the PLAC might consider in the future.
Okay, it just wasn't clear to me, and I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to the fire district. Chief Drake, anything from the fire district?
No, I can't think of anything. I've been pretty slow lately.
Okay.
Yay!
It's a big intense.
Correspondence, you did have a letter in your packet. Mm-hmm. And administrative matters and procedures. Yes, I hired Faylene Roth back as our planning commission clerk. This is kind of something she would like to review annually. It's not like a long-term type of decision.
Well, that's awesome. She wants to.
Yeah.
She's willing to do it.
Step in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's great. No training or anything.
Super helpful.
How good is that?
Yeah.
Tell her thank you.
Yes, I will. And we wanted to remind you of the June 20th meeting date for our next, well, for our next regular town council meeting. We do need the schedule, and we have the calendar out here, a special meeting to approve minutes so that we can get our CDBG stuff in by the 31st at 5 p.m. So what does everyone's schedule look like?
So how long is this meeting? I have company that whole week.
Yeah, it's a special meeting to approve minutes.
Okay, so we could be
five minutes,
any day would probably be.
Yes, we can Zoom, okay. Right? Can
yes.
We all Zoom, or do we need
all
to
zoom.
Be down here?
We can all Zoom.
Okay, we can all Zoom.
Yeah.
So it couldn't be Memorial Day, because that's the Monday.
It's a holiday. It's still an open public meeting. It needs to be an evening.
Mm-hmm. So.
So
Tuesday would be the best day for me.
I can also do Tuesday. 28th
sounds good. That worked for me.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
I believe, yes.
6:30?
Yeah, we keep it in line with our normal meetings.
Okay.
As none of
Thank
us have
you.
To come down here, that helps. Okay. Any town letters that we need to be working on? I don't think so.
Jazz, what do we do about the letter we received? When I first looked at it, I said, well, this isn't a complaint form.
It's not. It's just somebody having a personal moment. We've already had some discussions
right.
with the property owner and...
the offending property owner?
Right.
Sorry.
Who, yeah, was not very pleasant. To Georgie at all. So we also have some issues with the road right there, and we're not 100% sure where, you know, the road isn't completely in our easement either, so.
That makes it complicated.
So if it's another thing like Bailey Lane and the curb there.
Yeah, it's just, you know, these things. I mean, our road, we have a few spots where our roads are not built in the actual easement.
Right, but that doesn't mean that it's not legally.
It doesn't, right, it doesn't mean that
you can,
should park on the road surface
right,
or in the
yeah.
ditch. If he's on the side of the road, I really don't care. It's the surface and the ditch that needs to be kept free of
mm-hmm.
stuff. That's really where, you know, the conversation that I'll be having. If that continues. But he is in project. He's in construction right now.
Yes.
Once that's over, I don't think there should be these issues. He'll have the room because his dumpster will be gone and he shouldn't be anywhere other than his own property at that point.
I just saw some pictures of a flood that happened on coming down that gully.
Mm-hmm.
Gomez was about this tall. And the boulders were taller than people
mm-hmm.
that ended up in the road right there.
Yeah, so leave your trailer right there, dude.
Well, no, I mean, anything right there. A lot of these gullies, you know, if you get a major washout, you don't
yeah,
know
right.
that's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good question.
Was Michael, was he okay?
Is he okay?
Yeah, with the resolution.
It's not a complaint. It's not a formal complaint.
Yeah. Okay.
He's okay with it or not. Sorry.
I was just wondering. I didn't know if he was involved.
Got a lot more time on his hands than I do.
That is true.
Where were we? Any other administrative matters? Jocelyn, I think, has some.
There's going to be a ballot drop box here for the primary, And as far as I can tell so far, it's just going to be here. It's just going to be available when I'm here. I don't. There's no extra hours required. And it's going to be here June 11th, 12th, 17th, and 18th.
Excuse me, which primary?
I don't know.
The Republican primary for governor.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you're unaffiliated, you can register as a Republican and actually vote in that.
I think you have to do it. Though.
You had to do it already.
You have to do it already.
Not if you're unaffiliated.
Yeah, if you're unaffiliated, there's a break.
There's a break if you're unaffiliated.
Uh-huh. I don't know what the date is. It's later, though.
I'm not sure either.
Yeah.
Are you already?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
I'm not going there.
I had to.
I'm anti-partisan.
The only other thing I had was that we're going to start putting our video up on YouTube of these meetings.
Oh.
Unless anybody has a strong objection that's legitimate to that, you're all going to be famous.
Everybody does it.
We're get enough views to get ad revenue off of them.
Maybe.
Good luck.
We'll solicit advertisers. Yeah.
What's the advantage of putting it on YouTube rather than just continuing our Zoom and letting people who want to come?
Well, we're hoping that more people get involved.
They can watch the meeting instead of just listening to it.
Well, they can watch the meeting on Zoom.
So not if they can't make it.
Yeah.
Not if they can't make it to the meeting.
Plus, it's available anytime, just like...
It would be accessible.
I recorded it.
Yeah. It's like a channel. We have a channel. And
like we
the
put
water
the water
meeting was on it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So we're going to start doing that when I remember to do that.
Well, do you remember your password to get onto YouTube?
It was putting that water thing up. It was pretty exciting. I was so thrilled with myself when it worked, but I don't really know how I did it. But I can do this. And then the only other thing I had was a website update. I don't know if Colleen wants to do that very briefly or...
Very briefly.
We're working on it.
Jocelyn and I have had two training sessions on editing the website, and I've spent some time wrestling it into a shape that we like, and now I'm wrestling with three different providers to update the name servers and the DNS to try and minimize downtime for our email. So we wanted to wait till after this meeting because it's so important, and I was supposed to get a phone call today and I didn't, but hopefully it'll be in the next week, if not sooner, I hope.
Okay. Thank you. Is that it for administration?
I think that's it.
Okay, we'll move into new business. Item 6, discussion and possible action regarding resolution 2024-3, adopting the amended fiscal year 2024 budget.
Okay, so just to reiterate in our action item, I'm taking $400 from the CREP of 2024 and I'm going to put it $450 into 2025.
And just leaving that is nothing in our this amended 2024 budget.
The 400 is there,
but we're taking it out.
Be an extra.
Actually, why don't we just leave it in there and go into, and then we won't have to change anything. I won't have to mess with anything, and it'll just go into our surplus.
Okay.
So let's just do it that way. We'll just leave it as it is, and then if it's miraculously comes through, it's there.
At least part of it, yeah.
How about we'll do that, yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, I do have a couple things for the 2025
alone. Yeah, we'll have more discussion on that one, the next item.
If there's nobody...
We can have a motion for the...
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to move that we approve resolution 2024-3, a resolution adopting the amended fiscal year 2024 budget with the one change.
No change.
Oh, that comes later, the one change. Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item 7, discussion and possible action regarding resolution 2024-4 adopting the tentative fiscal year 2025 budget.
Okay, so all of this stuff about the CDBG grants and everything, and then we got the 220, I did not put 220,000 in for government grants.
Where we need to, yeah.
So, I mean, we didn't get it, we haven't had got it yet, but since it's, you know.
It'll be in the next.
It'll be in the next year. So I would like to change this on line item 4230, government grants. We will increase $220,000 there. And then down in our capital budget on 6199, the 80 crossing, I'm going to add the $220 expenditure there, which brings that line to $250,000.
Right.
And it just
so it matches.
Went by me that I had to put that in also. So I apologize.
So and apparently John needs to discuss some stuff with us before we finalize this budget. He jumped off already tonight. And
well, he can get to me and we can we can do that and then in our next
right
before we finalize
hearing for that. Yeah. Well, hopefully he'll get to me.
When do you need him to get to you by? And I'll let him know.
Do you have any idea what he needs?
He has wants to discuss water meters and his salary, and I don't know what he needs.
I think he just wants to be included in the discussion, and there's a few items he might want to discuss adding.
Okay. So.
And I have things I'll be discussing with him during our meeting on next Tuesday, so maybe I can get some more ideas from him.
Okay. Water meters could go into capital expense.
They would have to.
And is that just on, like...
I don't know that we're ready to pay directly for a bunch of water meters. I think
that's like a huge deal.
Yeah. Well, I think discuss that at our water committee meeting before we add that to the budget.
Right. I did put in 2025 transfers... the $50,000 per equipment that I immediately put into capital funds, that's our wiggle room.
Right.
So if we need to take
something and add something to water,
you know, to pay for his salary, that would work.
And we had already bumped the water legal too, anticipating some work on the watershed.
We
ordinance.
Did. Water legal is $8,000.
Right.
So. There is some wiggle room there, so we can...
Well, I'll get with him Tuesday for sure and get back to you.
Okay, that's great. Just as long as I know before we go into the meeting.
I know.
Yeah.
Then I can figure out where it's going, where it's coming from.
Well, when are we advertising the public hearing is what I would like
well,
to know.
Well, this is proposed.
The tentative.
Right, it is tentative. Mm-hmm. But that means that we can only change it in the meeting.
Right, okay.
Because this is posted, this will be, you know, so any changes we make can't happen before the meeting.
Okay.
They have to happen in the meeting.
Okay.
So I just want to be prepared
have a list so that we get
how to
balance,
do it so
right.
we can, yeah.
Okay.
Something else that might happen is if I can't get the bill for the water budget study by then, it may have to go over into the next year.
Right.
Well, then
can we
that,
try
that would just end up in our surplus.
And then we'll just
and
bounce
then
it
we'll
over.
Just plan on
paying for it
out
in 2025.
Of the surplus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we know that would go into the surplus.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it'll be around 17,000, and then 9,000 of that is CIB grant that's in there too. So
in this year.
Yeah.
Mhm.
That would be bounced over too. But I will try to get it. I'm working
try
on
to
it.
Get a bill,
yeah.
But we haven't received the 9,000.
We don't receive the 9,000
until we pay the bill.
It's reimbursement grant.
Right.
So UGS has to bill
so
us.
I don't even have that on here because
it wouldn't have happened
because we didn't have it. Yeah.
And we don't have it.
Right.
So
okay.
Yeah.
So we're obviously going to have some work at our next meeting for the final budget.
Yes.
But for now, we need to adopt this tentative budget.
But let's adopt it with the change, with the added 220,000.
Right.
And if it makes it any easier, you could just say the 220 for the CDG, and I can put it where it goes, as far as your motion.
Does it go under this line 4230?
Government grants,
yes.
Yeah. And then also, $6199, very last page.
Tori can't do it.
Go ahead,
Stephen.
Tori cannot make this motion. Regarding payment of the MBA CIB loan for $6,625.
I move we pay the MBA loan for $6,625.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Item 9, discussion and possible action regarding a purchase order for mower hydraulic lines for $2,000. So Borje is working hard to get the mower back on the road.
Are you sure you really need that?
A mower?
Are you sure you need a mower? What about a weed whacker?
We can start throwing away the weed whacker. It'll just be 2 or 3 months or something.
You were going to need to raise his salary. And
I move we approve the purchase order for mower hydraulic lines for $2,000.
Second.
Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item 10, discussion and possible action regarding a purchase order for a 525-gallon water tank for $1,399.99.
Where do you get that? Is it shipped here?
I would get it at a Tractor Supply Company in Grand Junction.
Just take the dump truck over to get it or something?
Work truck, but yes. I have other purposes, like the maintaining gift will take the work truck over there, so it would not just be that.
And this is going to be for putting on a trailer that they're making?
The trailer, or it could also be put on the work truck. It's a little bit lighter duty. You can put it on more vehicles than just the dump truck. The end goal would be to put it on a trailer that could be towed behind the mower, so there is essentially direct spray in front of the mower to help with fire mitigation when we are mowing.
Oh, nice.
So one person could mow without having to have the other truck following with the water.
Or waiting for rain.
How do you pump it?
We have some old pumps around. We may need to get a different pump. That'll be kind of a way of figuring out part of that.
Cool. I move we approve the purchase order for the 525-gallon water tank. For $1,400.
Second.
Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
We do not need a closed meeting. We will move on to item 12, payment of the bills.
I move we pay the bills.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And that is a wrap.
I move we adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, everybody.
Wow. 40 minutes.
Wow. Hi, Lori. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Lori.